The ceiling bore down on Jill as she pressed herself into the floor, beads of sweat running in rivulets down her face and neck and staining the thin sheet of blue nylon that so gently encased her supple breasts. So many times she had yearned to be crushed on, but not like this. The weight of this trap would be the end of her, and all because of her fascination with a simple shotgun. No matter how she had tried to resist the thought of caressing its hard, black barrels, of gently juggling its shells in the soft crevice of her palm, the musty smell of the stock. Suddenly the door slammed open, and there in its frame stood a chiseled shadow. The muscles of Barry's inner thigh spasmed and relaxed as he lowered his leg from the powerful kick that had felled the barrier. The straps of his gun belt made a triangle surrounding his hips and groin, and even in her terror, Jill wondered if they chafed. And then it was happening, his strong arms protruding like exquisitely defined tree trunks from beneath his life-preserver-like vest were enfolding her. She felt his fingers tighten on the small of her back, pressing the weight of years of training into the tight curvature of her body. She could feel the world spinning around her. Was this the heaven of death? Was the warm sensation of Barry's musk and the rapid movement of their bodies in close tandem as adrenaline flowed between them the ultimate sensation of her worldly existence? Suddenly, Jill was outside again in the hall, Barry's Herculean form towering above her, mopping his brow with fingers equally suited to this gentle work as to the intense labor of handling his hefty 357 Colt. His gravelly voice cascaded over and through her like the Pacific waves of the small west coast town from whence he hailed, cold, salty, and sublime.
"You were almost a gibble sandwich."
She wished she were his gibble sandwich.